When you understand your numbers, then the business strategy, messaging, branding, and visibility that you need to grow your business fall into place. Welcome to the Bizology Soundbites podcast, directing you to your business treasure map through the power of numerology. Here is your host, Joe Soley.
Welcome to episode number 64 of the Bizology Soundbites podcast, Knowing Your Numbers, Real Life Story with Julie Finnegan. Julie Finnegan is an L&D specialist who has trained over 2,000 employees and leaders throughout her 20 years of learning and development and HR career. She is an ILM approved center, DISC certified trainer and CIPD qualified. Her experience of being a disengaged employee and also seeing it from the HR exec side means she has a unique understanding of how a business needs to look after its people. She's passionate about helping people recognize their strengths and potential and for businesses to grow by creating a culture of personal development, strong leaders, and high performance teams. Hi, Julie. Welcome.
Hi, Joe. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Lovely to speak to you today about all things numbers. So the first question I have for you is, what's an L&D specialist?
Good question. So as an L&D specialist, I basically support businesses with developing their people, their teams, their managers, the leaders. And I do that by developing strategies, implementing programs that basically attracts and retains the best talent that companies have got, because, you know, the talent is the bloodline of the business, and that's what I'm there to help with. So specifically, I deliver accredited leadership and management qualifications. So they can be bespoke to the business, which develops the managers and leaders at all levels. So this results in stronger teams, better culture, and it just strengthens the business values as well. And then you mentioned there that I'm a DISC certified trainer. So that's using personality profiling to work with individuals and teams through various methods. So we can do coaching and workshops, and it's just working with helping people see their strengths and weaknesses. Because I'm a big believer that if people have, you know, can work on their personal development, that's where you start seeing the empowered teams and then the empowered leaders. And then it all sort of comes together, and that's when the magic happens. And that's what I love.
Thank you. Wow, that's amazing. Thanks for explaining that. So you worked, didn't you, in kind of corporate and large companies for 20 years, but now you work for yourself. You're a solo business owner.
I am.
So how long have you been doing that?
18 months, 2 years. And it's been a journey, because, you know, you start off with these things and things change, and you start learning the whole solo entrepreneur world, and you learn a lot. So I have niched down a lot from where I first started, but I feel that I am in the best place now, and I think that's helped working with you as well.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's a massive learning curve, isn't it, running
Huge.
Your own businesses?
Yes.
It brings up all your stuff. It's a great platform for personal development. So Julie's working with the energy of the life path number 6, the nurturer. She's born on the 26th, which is 8 energy, which is the CEO. And we're going to talk about this more. You touched on values just a minute ago. 6 is the values number. It's the best number to really bring values into their business. So first of all, what made you want to learn more about your numeric energies?
So I'd never really sort of heard of this until I saw you talking in a masterclass when in a group that I was in. So I was very intrigued by it all. You were very passionate about and very knowledgeable. So obviously I started following you, got the free downloads, and, you know, I just kept watching for a good while. And then in the end, I just decided to book the call with you. And even just having that initial discovery call where, you know, you gave me the overview of my life path number and what it meant for me, and it just opened a lot, because what you said was just so me. It was like, oh my God, this girl knows me better than me. So from that, I knew that there'd be so much more to find out that I could use in both personal and business.
So we've touched on six, but six is 75% of what's going on. It's your life path number, but it's easier for you to be eight. So part of the work we did together is not to get rid of the eight energy, because it's important, but it's very easy for you to nail it in business, high standards, professional goal setting. So my job was to get you from being the CEO who nurtures to the nurturer who's the CEO. Yep. Because we naturally hang out in the day of the month that we're born on. So the tendency is to do it the other way around. But your life path number, also called your destiny number, for you is six. So six is, look at the six, it's pregnant. You know, you're married with children, family's important to you. But in business, it's about creating a tribe, a team, working in groups, hence going into large companies and working with their people. Six is the understanding how people feel number. It's all about relationships. It's all about responsibility. But one thing that it's massive on is values. Yeah. So what was the biggest aha of learning about the number six, and how have you managed to use that over the last few months?
So I think finding out about the six, about being invested in the people, believing in people, caring, understanding how people think. So it's sort of shown that, you know, I've been on the right path being in learning and development for the last 20 years. But as I mentioned before, I've sort of been on that path where I wanted to niche down my services more. So understanding that six about the connection and connecting the teams and developing people helped massively. So that was one aha moment. And then I think the other one, I remember you saying, and I still remember it dead clear, when you said, when a six is in crisis, a family is in crisis, or the other way around.
Yeah, when family's in crisis, six is in crisis.
And it was like, oh God, this is so true. I'm like the cog in the family that keeps everything going. So, and that was a massive aha moment. And that's changed a lot of how I am in my personal life with the family and things. So massive change there.
Yeah, because we are our businesses, aren't we? But also, of course, when you're a mum, it's very difficult to juggle and you get mummy guilt, et cetera, et cetera. But what happens with six energy is that people take and take and take and take, similar to nine. But then what about you? So there's nothing left.
And you know what? Since you've said that, I have made more time for myself.
Brilliant.
It's changed loads. And I feel, because you mentioned as well about the four as well in my business, about the structure. Yes. And so a lot has changed since I have been working with you, and for the better as well.
So your four is the number that you're working towards. So we've got the six, which is nurturer. We've got the high standards, which is more corporate instead of entrepreneurial or forward thinking companies, progressive companies. But then we've got the four, which is that structure, that control, routine, systems. When we jumped on the Zoom, obviously this is audio, but when we jumped on the Zoom, I said, oh, I like your lipstick, your hair looks nice, you've got a pretty top on. So I can see, not that, you know, you didn't look great before, but I can see you've been putting some energy into you, which is important, isn't it?
Definitely.
Not that we're saying we don't care about our children anymore, but it's just being aware, and awareness is
I think it's being aware as well that I was the one that gave everything up for everybody, and it does make you think that you need time for yourself. But I think because I've worked more on time for me, I think it's helped in the business as well.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's all about balance.
Yes.
I put a post up the other day, you might have seen it. I'm going to see Stormzy next week because I'm a bit of a fan. And I said, I'm going to see Stormzy next week. Now I'm preparing for my event I'm running at the moment, Crack Your Visology Code. It's all about balance.
It is.
Especially for a six, because they can take on too much responsibility, and then their plate gets too full, and then there's nowhere to go. Six in business, they do really, really understand how people feel. And going back to this values piece, because obviously, you know, there's 7.5 billion people in the world, and I work with a lot of sixes. And I spoke to Marie on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, all about her six. But the way she approaches her six is more the boundaries piece, and the way you've approached your six is more the values and the relationship piece. So it plays out in different ways depending on where somebody is on the spectrum of the number.
Yeah, and I think because of the what I do, I think that people piece and that relationship piece needed to play a big part in the value side of things.
Yeah, definitely, and lead on that.
Yes, yeah.
One of the tricky parts of what's going on for you right now is the fact that we work in 9-year cycles, and there's better years and easier years to do things, and you're in a 9-year, which is about endings, releasing, shedding, deleting, purging. We started working together about November time.
We did, yeah.
And so you were only halfway through.
Now, a very long year.
Your birthday's in May, so you're nearly there. You're nearly done. But what we don't want to do in a 9-year is start anything too new.
Yep.
Because in a 1-year, it feels old. Now, when you're privy to this information, then it saves you a lot of money, saves you a lot of time, but it's frustrating. Because the energy is about releasing, deleting, shedding, letting go, letting go, letting go. So how has knowing that you were in a personal year 9, how has understanding this helped you over the last few months?
Oh, my God, it has helped loads. So I think before I knew about my numbers, I think the word frustrated was used on a daily basis. I'm frustrated about things like if I was launching a program or if just anything in general. I just weren't getting to where I needed to be, where I wanted to be. And then finding out I was in a 9-year, it was like, oh yeah, it all makes sense now. And I do feel that now I am sort of coming towards that end of the 9-year. I can feel it, and I can tell, because I feel so much better, and as well, it helps because you sort of mentioned you haven't got to stagnate, but just keep ticking over, and it sort of made me think about what I'm doing in the business. So it's like, if I want to be, you know, I've got all these ideas, and it's like, well, it's no good trying to do anything in a 9-year. So I've already got plans for later on in the year, because obviously going into the 1-year. So I think it's helped massive with the frustration, massively.
Fabulous. And like you say, we don't want to stagnate. We can still share the message related to 6. We can still work towards the 4. We can still use the 8. But you don't want to do anything really, really new, just short-term little projects.
And that's helped loads, because I think before I started working with you, you get that frustration, and it's like, well, what else can I do? What can I be doing? And then when you start realising, well, you know, you just need to keep going as you are and look at what you can be doing in your 1-year, it just changes your perspective completely.
Yeah, definitely. We've nearly worked together like 6 months ago, and that's flown by, you know.
Yeah.
So even though it feels like a long time, a year, if you're conscious of the energies, you can work to it. And we had a chat just before we jumped on about something going on in your business, and I said energetically I think it's going to come in the 1-year.
Yeah.
Because a 1-year is the beginning of a 9-year cycle. Forget a new page, it's like a new shelf, really, a new library. So whatever you seed in the 1-year grows over the next 9 years. So it's really, really good actually to wait a bit, even though it is frustrating, but awareness is the key to change.
But then when you've got that awareness and you know it doesn't feel as frustrating because you know where you are in your years and your numbers. So
fantastic, excellent. I'm just interrupting this broadcast very quickly to let you know about all of the fabulous free resources you can get over at www.joesoley.com. You can work out your life path number downloading my free guide. Let me know what number you are. You've also got quite a lot of one in your chart, which is the self-employment piece, which is the innovation piece, which is the independence piece.
Yep.
But alongside doing your numbers, we also did a lot of quite a bit of business, because I'm a business coach with 26 years experience in sales, marketing and business development. And when I see that people just need to do a few tweaks here and there on the website, in their marketing, with their message, we just did a few exercises, didn't we, in between each session. How did you feel that helped?
I think it was good because you, in a way, figured out how I can, how I approach things and how I can work. So it was good that you were able to set me them little tasks, because I know you said that you don't do that with all clients because it all depends on that was really good, because like I say, you got me straight away, and it did well. We made massive progress in them few weeks of working together, didn't we?
Yeah, because it's the accountability, isn't it?
Yes.
Fantastic. So our name isn't who we are, it's who we look like we are. And when you change your name, you change your life. And I've never changed my name, but you have changed your name.
Yes. Yep.
So we looked at that, didn't we? Because words are spells, that's why we call it spelling. Yep. So we looked at who you were and how you were perceived before, and we looked at your current name and the energies. And, you know, I won't explain all of that now, it goes a lot deeper. But How did that kind of land? How did that resonate?
It was interesting, weren't it? Because I think when we looked at what I was before I got married, it was all around, was it around the five?
Change, adventure, freedom, expansion.
And it was, because that's what we were, you know, me and my husband, well, he weren't husband then, was he? But, you know, it was all on that big adventure. And then I got married, but then I had a child not long after. So straight away I became that six and that family, and you know, you don't think anything of it until you start actually looking back at the numbers, because we look back at years, didn't we?
What happened when?
Yeah, and it was really, it sort of just makes you think about things completely different.
Well, you know, I think it's fascinating, and it cuts through years of therapy, which is a big claim. But to me, you know, I've really, bought this house from understanding who I am as a business owner, you know. So what would you say to somebody if they were Bizology curious?
I would say book a discovery call with Joe, because just in 20 minutes of learning just about your life path number, just the general overview that you get, and understanding your personal year, you'll get that many light bulb moments in that one discovery call that you will want to just know more, and the difference and impact it can make. I would just say book a call.
Thank you. Well, it was amazing to work with you, because every session is so different. Every client's needs are so different. The way you run a business is based on your numbers. The way I run a business is based on my numbers.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, I've got the Bizology Magic Circle, but really one-to-one is the results for me, because everyone's so unique.
Yeah.
Is there any other ahas that you've gained about your numbers that you'd like to share?
Oh, I could keep going. There's so many. I honestly can say that knowing my numbers has made a massive difference in the way I approach things, the way I sort of look at life, look at business. It's just the whole number thing in general.
And so it's exciting because you're nearly in your 1 year.
Yes.
So that's coming up. But it doesn't give us permission to stop, does it? You still run a business, just from the place of, do you remember we had big conversations about decluttering and letting go? And
yes.
So have you got much more to do with that?
Do you know what? You know, when I was, I decluttered all of that paper under my desk
and
put it into the burning basket. It's really funny because a lot happened last week and I've realised that last week was the last lot of that stuff that got burned.
I
remember you asking me if I felt lighter after decluttering all of that stuff and I didn't, but this week has been a massive change and then I've realised it's because all of that has now finally gone completely out of the house. So
and it's full moon tomorrow as well.
It is, so it's full decluttering for me.
Definitely when I moved here I had a month before Christmas, so I just put loads of old papers in the corner in my office.
That's when we were having the chat about it.
And I kept thinking, the energy's a bit off in this room. But then over Christmas and New Year, you know, that Twixmas, I was ripping up old bank statements, ripping up old, like, loads of old papers, and I physically got rid of it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until the binman took it away that I felt, oh, this is better. So it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, because that, I mean, I decluttered it all from my desk, but then it's been still in the house, and then I felt so much better last week, and then I realised that finally it's all actually gone now.
Fantastic. Excellent. Well, it was amazing to work with you, Julie.
And you too, Jo.
We're connected by lots of other different people, birds of a feather flock together. And thank you for sharing your Bizology experience.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Bizology Soundbites podcast, where knowing your numbers increases your numbers. If you have enjoyed listening, please do let me know by leaving a review. And don't forget to subscribe on your favourite podcast platform. You can also download my free guide, Discover Your Life Path Number, at josoli.com. And I would love you to follow me on my social platforms at josolibizology. Thank you for listening. And until the next episode.